This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us here on Radio Stitch for Hospitals.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
I'm going to begin our programme today with a well-loved hymn called When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, and one line sums up its entire message. It's this one. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Here it is, sung by Catherine Scott.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and poor content.
Our theme today is all about putting our faith in Jesus and trusting him in every aspect of our lives. Our Bible reading, which you'll hear in a moment, opens at a point where Jesus had been speaking to his disciples about forgiveness towards those who were thought to be undeserving. He'd also been teaching them about love's huge demands and of loving one's enemies by doing good to them. His disciples probably realized they needed a lot more faith than they already possessed to follow such teaching as this. So they began asking Jesus to give them more faith. I'm reading from Luke 17, verse 5. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." Jesus replied, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it will obey you." So what is faith? In many ways in our modern world, we act in faith without realizing it. We walk straight at doors and they open automatically as we walk through them. We walk into a dark room without even flicking a switch and we know the light will come on. We place our hands under taps and only when we do does the water come out. That's acting in faith. Faith is even sitting in an aeroplane fully expecting its massive bulk to rise up and take you off into the air to your destination. The next song has the chorus, "Spirit lead me, where my faith is without borders." This song is telling us that there ought to be no red lines where love is concerned, and that it will be faith in Jesus that will keep us all afloat. Here's Hillsong singing Oceans.
You call me out upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail, and there I find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand.
A Dutch woman called Corrie ten Boom once was imprisoned in a German concentration camp and she became an evangelist following World War II. Her definition of faith was this: faith is like radar that sees through the fog, the reality of things at a distance that the human eye cannot see. So how efficient is our radar system today? Are we full of faith or are we filled with many doubts and fears? Great or small. Here's a very popular hymn, "Lead Us, Heavenly Father, Lead Us."
Lead us, Heavenly Father, lead us, for the worst and best of sin. Guide us, guide us, lead us, lead us.
That was St. Thomas's Church from Songs of Praise. Someone once said, faith is not really faith until it's all you're holding on to. Incidents occur in life which deeply affect us. Ill health, a death in the family, a broken relationship, a big shock or disappointment, perhaps some big rejection. Any situation where our faith in God is tested. It's so easy to wobble in stressful moments, and yet we desperately want to believe in God, to hold on to something that will get us through, help us survive when we're all at sea. This next song is about someone trying to hold on to a thin thread of faith when life has become lonely and fearful. It's called Faith Don't Fail Me Now, and it's sung and written by Pete Scott from Whitley Bay.
I've been trying on my own, been almost done and nearly dying on my own, alone and never coming to believe, refusing to receive the gifts you offered to me. To ride the highway in the night means riding blindly like a child into the night, while never wondering why we are drawing breath, refusing to accept the death you suffered for me. When my lock and key mentality was close to tearing down the line from you to me, and I can't see or bend my knee, I'm full of my own grief, thinking only of my own pain and its relief, in a world that's always moving, never still, and I forget the hill you climbed to set me free. When I can't go on, hope seems gone, I see the tree.
It is said that if we feed our faith, our doubts will starve. The American tennis champion, Serena Williams, spoke about preparing her mindset in the lead-up to Wimbledon once, and she said, "One day I woke up and I felt different. I felt like I can do better. I can do this. Not only can I do this, I'm going to do this, and there's nothing to stop me." Perhaps she'd been encountering doubts and fears. When we're determined to go forward and do what's right and good, to follow our calling, even regardless of negative attitudes and doubt, we'll experience great blessings. That's the philosophy of author Anne Morrissey in what she calls A Cascade of Grace Will Overflow. Let's listen to a song called Hard Times by Jamie Owens Collins, which might just be an encouragement to someone today.
Is the rain falling from the sky keeping you from singing? Is that tear falling from your eye 'cause the wind is stinging? Well, don't you fret now, child, don't you worry. The rain's to help you grow, so don't try to hurry the storm along. The hard times make you strong. Don't you know a seed could never grow if there were never showers? And though the rain might bring a little pain, just look at all the flowers. And don't you fret now, child. Storm along, the hard times make you strong. I know how long a day can seem when storm clouds hide his face. And if the rain dissolves your dream, just remember his amazing.
If faith ever does burn low, then Scripture says, like a flame, it can be fanned back to life. Closed doors can spring open again, and things which we thought to be impossible suddenly become possible. Isn't this what Jesus meant by a mulberry tree being uplifted and thrown into the sea? Huge barriers can be lifted, massive obstacles cleared away miraculously. Not only that, but when we prove faithful in small things, God gives us greater things to do. We put our faith into action not because we must, but because we love God and want to go into action for Him in this world. We want to achieve impossible dreams for His sake. We want to aim high. Did you know that according to one Jewish translation, faith is chutzpah, which actually means go for it? Here is Luther Vandross dreaming the impossible dream.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to with unbearable sorrow, and to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, and to love and chase from afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. Without question, appalled.
Before we put our faith into action, though, we have to be sure of the one in whom we place our faith. A young boy was once out walking on the cliffs with his dad. Two men approached and explained that there was a very rare plant they needed to gather some way down over the edge of the cliff. That was for their studies. "If we lower you down," they said to the young boy, "would you mind collecting it for us?" To which the boy replied, "I'll do it only if my dad holds the rope." Now there's faith for you. Not only was the task doable, he knew it was only possible through putting his faith in the one he loved and trusted, his dad. I found a beautiful quote recently which sums up what faith is all about. It was found written on an air raid shelter wall in Germany, and it said, "I believe in the light, even when the sun doesn't shine. I believe in love, even when it isn't given. I believe in God, even when his voice is silent." If you're feeling today God has been silent and far off, don't give up. Keep on believing. And why not pray just like those disciples did with the words, "Lord, increase our faith." Our final song is a prayer for the rekindling of faith where its flame is burning low, in the hope that we can yet be made new again, trusting and learning from the example Jesus set before us. So here to finish is a song called "Kindle the Flame," sung by Northumbria Community. But first, it's goodbye from Andrew Ridgwick, my technical assistant.
Bye, everyone.
And from me, Sheila Hummel. Bye for now.
Christ burns.